Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back. We have Jim Cole here for a full hour. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. One of the most important things people need to understand is that a signal plus substance equals healing. Now, they got to know, how did Deagle discover these things? Well, firstly, curiosity. You know, the old story is curiosity killed the cat, but curiosity made the young man become an old man that was wise. George Bernard Shaw made a wise statement, some of his wise statements, that wisdom is wasted on the elderly and youth on the young. And the only way you can actually become wise is to ask tough questions, whether you're young or old. And you can be young and ask good questions. For example, there's young artists and young scientists that ask good questions because they don't mind swimming in the sea of ignorance before they become wise. You have to ask a question that makes you realize the paradigms you believed before aren't true, or are only partially true, or are superficial. And if you look at actually what life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. That's the definition of life. Now, you can add to that other corollaries under that. For example, the next corollary is that all life is based on creating protein. Everything your DNA codes for is protein, but remember, only 7% of your DNA codes for 32,500 alleles. The rest of it actually codes for what's called phonon maser or harmonic resonant DNA, and I presented a lecture 36 years ago to a panel of biophysicists along with Dr. Rowland, head of the biophysics department at the University of Calgary, because I have a wide range of previous training. I beat 7,000 people for a special scholarship to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics by teaching myself quantum mechanics in grade 11. Okay? I finished my PhD project research in age 21 in marine genetics and oceanography bacteriology by sleeping on the lab floor for 5 months. I wrote the software. I isolate the Borrelia marinus bacterium that had 10,000 million times more capacity to break off the 3-O methyl groups. I was able to actually convert it to the most highest protein, highest mineral content food in the world in a matter of a week. Take 100 pounds of seaweed, grow it up, and actually use a digester with a special Vibrio marinus enzyme. So I have skill sets. Now, people need to know I have skill sets, but they're limited. 8 to 10% of the time, 12% sometimes, I know the answer. And I tell people, and I don't get any callers to do it, by the way. Maybe they're afraid because I had one pretty nasty email last week saying that some kind of reference to one of my previous guests that I had on last year, and say, don't promulgate some kind of conspiracy. I'm thinking, first, identify what the conspiracy is, and secondly, I want you to ask a good question. I don't want to be worshipped as some kind of a demigod or, you know, whatever. I just want you to realize, if you ask me a question, I can provide an answer to anything on earth. Now, that's really shocking to people. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe that somebody like me actually exists, but I do. Now, they also want to know that science doesn't move forward by committee. It moves forward by people like Albert Einstein that says everything is vibration. That's an actual statement from him. Or Nikola Tesla, that talked about the same thing. The world is vibration to the universe, harmonic resonance. He had a little device he could stick in his lab coat pocket in Manhattan back in, you know, a century ago, and he could actually attach it to a pillar of the building. He would pick up the harmonic resonance of the building and build on it to create giant waves, and it could literally rip the building to pieces. You need to know the frequency patterns of earthquakes. If there's no frequency matching with harmonic resonance of the building, you can't harm it. Did you know that? So the same thing goes on with your body. If you have a 5G network or Gwen towers or dirty electricity that has resonance with minerals in your body, it jams them. If you have, for example, a mercury ballast light in your ceiling that has a harmonic resonance with anything in the vertical line of the periodic table, including zinc, your zinc metalloenzymes are blocked and you actually can't create new RNA and DNA. People don't know this. You know, I have skill sets that could be used if I went to the dark side to create the greatest weapons in history. 69 is a few years ago, isn't it now? How many years ago? 1969. Now, if I had gone through a PhD program, and by the way, my family is some very smart people. My niece, Danielle, she finished her master's degree in physics at 13 and her PhD at Princeton at 18. Okay? So I don't have average people in my family. I'm a blood descendant of my great-grandfather is Sir Sanford Fleming, who actually built the railways across Canada and actually made the time zones for the world. So I'm not exactly average. Now, that's not to blow my own horn. It's to say, look, I've got these skill sets, which by and large ticks off my professors in school, in university, in medical school, and residency, because I'm going to ask questions that they don't want to answer. They wouldn't want to answer my questions of what is a life form, or simple stuff, because they start to turn inside out. I call it having a conniption. Now, but I've discovered this is a very important principle for healing. If you can get the frequency of the tissues, which Linus Pauling was working on, if he had lived longer, he'd probably be right here beside me right now in the studio having a discussion like this. His colleague, Dr. True, out worked with him, and also a cousin of Dr. True, worked on this idea of stereochemistry and harmonic resonance. So I stand on the shoulders of all these scientists, like Sir Isaac Newton, who said, "You don't consider me such a great scientist, I stand on the shoulders of giants." Well, I got a lot of giants below me. And I have now, with visions I've been given from God, to show that this is the key to life extension. It's not the key, isn't the previous theories about free radicals or shortening of your telomeres alone or other things, because you can actually lengthen your telomeres. In fact, we have a new telomere lengthening formula that's going to be better than TA65 that I'm launching in the next month. You have to understand, I get visions when I ask God for questions, and he actually shows me them, even which elements to search in the databases online. Then I go back to my scientists and find articles that are published, and then find ways of actually validating it with science. You know, numbers like, I used the Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer in picovolts and microamps 20 years ago, so I could actually take the circuit across someone's acupuncture points in their body and actually detect their cancer and then tell you even which bones they had metastasized to. Nobody on earth has done what I've done. I stand on the shoulders of Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow for the last 55 years of research, Dr. Zhu in China and others, and I've extended beyond them. And I want you to understand I have these frequencies now, that if you get these frequencies, the best machine to deliver them is the Sonic Life, because it has a 3.5 jack. The original developer of these was a speaker expert in South Korea. He's dead now, unfortunately, about a year and a half ago. But he actually had a Qigong master, I think it was a first-degree relative. Was it a brother-in-law or brother? Was it brother or brother-in-law? And he actually told him to use Qigong frequencies and put them through his woofers in his exercise machines. And these are kind of like a clunky older version of the machine. But he actually recovered from a brain injury and deafness. Now, he was a very old man recently when he died, I think in his 80s. But if you want life extension, it's going to be involved with signal plus substance. If you look at the oldest people on Earth, of all 18 populations, and this, again, is the way you discover things, a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. Do you like that term? A paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. So the paradox of 18 oldest living populations, 17 drink glacial milk, which are minerals from the granite mountains around the, say, the South Caucasus Mountains. And the 18th are the Okinawa Japanese that crush coral calcium to get minerals that way. Why are minerals so important? They're the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA. Your lights go out in your DNA because the biophoton flux goes out, because there's no minerals there to go into the ion channels to turn on your genes. So if I can actually get signal in and substance, which is the minerals, like the mineral plus and vitamineral max and life support, and then we have a single atomic minerals that are in the liposomal enzymatic envelope that are going to be delivered to the tissues. I'll have those within a week. And I'm working on some other formulas. For example, our NDME is specifically designed to chaperone minerals into your nucleoplasm to turn on your genes. So if you take 5 drops morning and bedtime of indium, whatever minerals you have in your tissue because you're eating our good vitamins, they're going to get into your DNA and mineralize and turn on your genes to regenerate your heart, your muscles, your brain, etc., and prevent peripheral neuropathy or heart failure or kidney failure. And you can't regenerate your stem cells by digging a stem cell transplant unless you got signal plus substance. So now this machine not only is the best exercise machine, I got to tell you, I'm addicted. I try to get 20, 25 minutes on it every day, and I turn on the treatment frequencies for all of my health conditions, each different mix, and it's amazing how you feel afterward. You know, there's a cellular talk, like a high handshake, like, thank you, Deagle, that was great. You talk to your DNA today. You can actually hear the song of DNA played to your cells while you're exercising. So, signal plus substance equals wellness. So, the Sonic Life, it's a sine wave exercise machine. If you put it to the regular routine, it actually puts vibrations to every muscle group. Now, a little clue that I tell people, put a athletic bar. I have mine in my warehouse garage slash exercise room. It's a pretty big room. And I have a bar bolted into the ceiling, one of these balance beam bars, like an athlete, if they want to spin around and do athletics on. And I have athletic resistance bands on there I can pull on. I got hand weights. So if you combine resistance bands with this machine, you're smoking. And you don't need to do an aerobics and Pilates and other things. This machine is way beyond that, isn't it? You can do other things. You can do crunches on the machine, especially if you get the big platform one, the professional, which I have. Rather than the smaller platform, but you can do squats, you can do any kind of exercise on it, and it amplifies the effect on your body dramatically. It also pumps your lymphatics. It reverses and pumps the blood back. Have you ever heard of this thing called ECCP, extracorporeal counterpulsation? If you've got coronary artery disease, the first thing you want to do is get my peptides and my nutraceuticals to stimulate your heart and your stem cells. Maybe get a stem cell transplant from Stomatica, which is the best, which I can direct you to down in Santa Clarita outside Tijuana. But the Sonic Life will reverse heart disease. It actually pumps blood back to your heart to open up your coronary arteries. It pumps your lymphatics to get lymphatics. If you had, let's say, previous radiation treatment or cancer and you got a swollen limb, it'll pump it. If you've got renal dysfunction, it's going to pump blood back to your kidneys to improve collateral circulation. This is an amazing machine. You can do 10 minutes on it. It's equivalent to an hour of aerobics, isn't it?
Yeah, and just in moving so much fluid and activating so many cells. Amazing.
Yeah, and then you don't have to do the frequency therapy at the same time. You can do the frequency therapy separate. Just sit on the machine or stand on it and turn on the sound, and you can actually hear the sound of the music talking to your DNA. Is that cool or what?
Amazing.
The song of DNA is being played now. I was kind of like a kid hitting all the keys in the keyboard, so I figured I'm just going to play all the notes. In fact, I got one frequency panel I'm going to do is called all frequencies, in other words. But I'm actually working on a keyboard frequency, like the regular keyboard on there. We'll have the white keys and the black keys based on the range of their frequencies, and I'll interdigitate the black keys based on their atomic resonance. And when I'm finished in the next month or so, I'll actually have a musical keyboard for the DNA. For all your amino acids and all your minerals. Is that cool or what? In other words, I can actually give this to a musician and have them make musical DNA music based on the atomic resonance or a musical harmonic of that frequency, like octaves, so you can have the primary octave and the secondary octave. So this will be the primary octave for talking to your DNA.
Wow.
You can have notes in higher octaves of these atomic resonant frequencies and actually compose music to the cells. Not just of you, but every life form has the same atomic resonance. Doesn't matter if it's a tree growing in a sequoia tree growing in Northern California or salmon living in the oceans. It doesn't matter if it's a protozoan. These frequencies are common to all life forms. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah. And basically, I've worked out and I presented this 36 years ago how the actual nonlinear code is actually coded like computer code. I worked out the nonlinear coding of DNA, and now I have the entire thing. I don't have part of it. I haven't published it, so it's not going to get stolen. And the parts I am going to put out, I'll put out basically under, you know, patent. So, for example, I'm going to give various companies the ability to contact me to get the resonant frequency maps. But the best machine to deliver it is the Sonic Life. We're working on trying to get something through light pads and microcurrent or lasers or whatever, but there's nothing like the Sonic Life to get to deliver the frequencies. And you can actually do a lease purchase. If they contact you, how do they contact you, Jim, in order to get a hold of you for the Sonic Life machine to actually set up a lease purchase? Which I think the regular machine, how it would work out, let's say, in a five-year lease purchase, what do you think it would cost per month?
Probably about $200 a month.
Well worth it. And not only that, it's a total write-off because I'll provide the documents that you can write it off against your taxes. So it's not going to cost you a cent. And then this will not only exercise you, it'll not only mineralize your tissues and DNA, and it'll prevent some guy, doctor, lady, or male looking over their glasses, say, 5 years from now, saying, oh, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is you're not going to die today. The bad news, tomorrow doesn't look bright.
Yeah, right.
Right. And you know that, you know, I call it over-the-glasses look by doctors. And then they're usually going to give you, because they have partial knowledge, right? They're going to give you their PAT plan of what their little troop of healthcare providers provide. So if they're a conventional chemotherapist, oncologist, they're going to give you paint-by-number chemo that's going to wipe out your bone marrow, make you die of an infection, or you'll bleed out. Right? If they're a cardiac doctor, they're going to say, hey, we need to bypass you, man. Your angina is getting serious. You're going to die any day now. So rather than try to regrow your arteries, which you'll get if you do this, maybe ECCP therapy and take my peptides and do some other nutraceuticals to open up your arteries. No, no, no. They're going to rush in to do the commando attitude where 5 or 10% of the time you'll die on the table. And then you're never going to be the same because whenever you go on the ECMO machine, you get microstrokes to your brain with microclots because they can't filter out these little microclots in the machine. Did you know that? So anybody who goes on a heart-lung bypass, they always throw off microclots. Not funny. And if you ask them the question, they say, well, yeah, you're right. Don't want to believe it, but yeah, you're right. The usual stuff is like, damn, Deagle, you don't have any social graces. You're upsetting these doctors. I said, that's what I do. I have a galactic curmudgeon license. Do you like that?
Wow.
Galactic curmudgeon. People say, well, why do you do your radio show? I said, I want people to ask better questions. For God's sake, don't believe anything I say. I'll provide the documents to you to prove that what I'm talking about is true. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is CBD oil. This is amazing stuff. The CBD oil is like miraculous. People in chronic pain, people with chronic stress response, people basically dying of overactive adrenals and their electrolytes all out of whack. There's cannabinoid receptors for your nervous system. You don't need the hallucinogens like Delta-9 THC. I'm a toxicologist as well. But the cannabinol receptors do accept this, but you have to absorb it. And so this technology has a metered dose bottle that actually has a liposomal nanotech technology that's unlike any of the other hemp oil companies developed by the top guy developing this. And I can tell you, you can actually feel the difference in under 30 seconds. And I have a bottle sitting on my desk here right now. I took two pumps before I started the show today. And I can tell you, it is, I call it a lubricant for life. If you want to lubricate your brain and your body for stress, to get through a stressful day, you know, they say stress kills. This kills the stress. How's that?
There you go. Very good.
So tell us all the amazing points about this hemp oil, because I love it. It works great with our other nutraceuticals like 5-HTP and stress to go to reduce your adrenal stress hormones. It lowers free radicals in your blood. It stops vasoconstriction of blood vessels and so on.
Yeah, and you know, like you know, I mean, they've been researching this since the 60s in CBD oil, and there are thousands of published studies, but for the last, you know, 50 years, it's been illegal. And so you could just read the studies, but you couldn't get it, or if you got it, it was underground. Where now, here it is, it's a very pure product, it has an excellent delivery system, and it's, like you said, it can be measured in the blood within seconds. So it's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, and of course, the positive thing, let's go head to toe. Number one, it's going to calm your brain. If your brain is stressed, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You're going to get what I call BOF. If your heart's stressed, you're going to get coronary spasm and hypertension. If your arteries are stressed, they're not going to pump after your heart gets the initial shearing force. If your kidneys are stressed, you're going to get increase in angiotensin-converting enzymes and hypertension and renal failure. If your skin is stressed, it'll get dry, cracking, old, and cross-linked. So basically, this literally counters stress in your body and heals everywhere it goes. Let's talk about some of these things. What are the top benefits you think of CBD oils? If you take about the major benefits, you get the top benefits of CBD oil, right?
Yeah, probably the most profound that I've seen are people that had anxiety attacks, people that had panic attacks.
Right.
At such a high level of stress, they would stay in bed sometimes all day long, afraid to get out of bed.
Yeah. Pain.
Afraid to
pain.
Ride in a car.
Right,
yeah.
Pain.
I've seen those people actually take three squirts under their tongue and within 2 minutes sit down and smile and say, oh, my gosh, is this the way normal people feel? You know, I will take this the rest of my life. Those
right.
are some of the most profound changes I've seen in people. And then for others, it's going to be general wellness. It's going to be the CB2 receptors all throughout the body. It targets all the different organs. It's going to be anti-inflammatory. It's going to help raise the immune system. It just has like hundreds and hundreds. I think it's indicated for over 200 patients in the human body.
Well, it also fights cancer. CBD oil actually will suppress cancer cell growth and even cancer mother cells. And the only other thing that will do that, by the way, is curcumin, which is in our Cell Defense Plus. It stops irritable bowel disease. It stops schizophrenia, depression, anxiety. It helps with insomnia. If you take other insomnia products like Stress2Go, 5-HTP, and our melatonin time release, it's amazing the combination, isn't it? It reduces the major stress hormones in the body. This is better than even, I call medical marijuana. Medical marijuana isn't a hemp oil. It's not a nanotechnology. And you just need the CBD oil itself, the cannabidiol. You don't need the hallucinogen. In fact, there's been a product in Canada for 35 years called Chemet, which basically removes the Delta-9 THC, but it's just grinding up the leaves of the plant and putting it in capsules. It's not a nanotechnology liposomal transfer system, which nobody else has, do they? All the other hemp oils don't have this high absorption technique or a metered dose bottle, do they?
No, they do not.
And by the way, at our conference at A4M, there were four companies there selling CBD oil of various types. None of them with this technology. Interesting, hey?
Very interesting. You know, I remember years ago, after the 9/11 thing, and people were so fearful, there was a several-page article in Time magazine that talked about the long-term situations that are created by having cortisol, having the stress hormones in the system, cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine, in the system for lengthy periods of time. That was originally just to get out of danger, and then they would come back down to normal.
Well, right.
The society we live in today, I mean, the stress hormones are going off constantly.
Right. For example, if you listen to the benefits of cannabidiol, it's antispasmodic, analgesic, anti-tremor, anti-inflammatory, appetite suppressant, anti-emetic, in other words, nausea, anti-inflammatory, anti-convulsant, antipsychotic, antioxidant, neuroprotective and immunomodulatory, so it even suppresses cancer. Wow. I mean, this should be almost in the drinking water, shouldn't it? It should be. Nice thing about it is, as you present it to your friends and other people who get involved with the business, it's a multi-level. You can actually build a business by promoting this amazing product. Now, I don't promote many things that are MLMs. I have the How to Win in Court program. I have this. And basically, I think this is an amazing product. It really is. And I want people to understand, you need all the other nutrients in our NutriMedical program to have all the benefit. but it's like having our cardiovascular. It's one of those major posts that if you got to reduce stress, you want this, you want our 5-HTP cross and our stress to go to cut those adrenal hormones. Stress hormone response is built into the body. That's why people are like a shock rat. Our society keeps shocking us, whether it's the news, travel to work, work environment, governments, news stories. I mean, everything is stressful, isn't it? And then our environment has electro stress from electromagnetic pollution, food stress with GMO foods, and basically there's two subclasses, foods that generate pesticides, like they have scorpion genes in tomatoes. So an insect looks at it, doesn't see it as a tomato, sees it as a scorpion. And then we've got herbicide-resistant GMO food, and all these are mineral-depleted, and they're toxic as hell to the body and the epigenetics because they have weird harmonic frequencies that are destructive to our DNA, and our body says, this isn't really food, but I'll try to eat it. But it absorbs it. It creates immunogenic effects by attaching to body proteins. It'll grow stealth pathogens, and CBD oil balances your immune system so you can not only reduce the fight or flight, but you can more appropriately fight infections. So, it's really good for anxiety. It's really good for even appetite control, isn't it?
Well, definitely. No, it's one product that everyone on the planet should be taking. Everyone.
Yeah. Now, by the way, if you take marijuana, 7% of the population when exposed to Delta 9 THC will become psychotic. So you don't want hallucinogens, but hemp oil isn't. It's the same hemp that they used to make the ropes in the original ships that came to America. Hemp was usually grown by all the founders of the Constitution, wasn't it?
I've been told that they actually were required to grow it as silage. So it was being fed, the hemp was being fed to the cattle and to the animals. So we were ingesting it that way, back in the old days.
Really? So we were getting hemp oil directly to the cattle, and it was incorporated in their fatty acids.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's part of, it's probably part of the reason that we have such an abundance of CBD receptors and cannabidiol receptors in the body, much more than any other receptor.
Yeah, and the reason why they're there, by the way, these ancient plants were part of our ancient food supply going back to the ancient man. So they must have had cannabidiol-sourced hemp around the Middle East and around Europe and so on that actually was part of their diet.
Correct. Right.
So, what else have you heard about this business? How's the business doing?
How is what doing?
My Prime My Body business. How is it doing overall?
It's doing amazing, amazing. And it's they've been out for about a year and a half, and it's already the number one hemp oil in the world. And
wow.
It is the purity level, the delivery system. And they're expanding. This year they're going to expand into Japan, into Germany, into Canada. They're going to go into the Philippines. Several of the Asian countries are going to open up. So they're just opening to go to a global network. So it's going to explode. The CBD industry, it's the new green rush. It's going to be up to, a $50 billion industry here before we know.
Right. So. Number one, it's used to treat a number of health issues that marijuana won't. It alleviates serious health chronic conditions as well. It doesn't make you high, which is also good, because people getting high and driving cars and operating machinery, I know as a toxicologist, and I had one guy last week actually contact me. His first name is Al, he's from Australia. He wanted to see how he could evade a drug test and see if he could detox quicker than the number of days. He doesn't realize how long it would be in your body. I said, and I use this joke to make people laugh when they're listening. I said, look, I've had a wide range of experiences. I'm certified as a toxicologist for the Department of Defense, the Olympic team, and for government departments. I say, I'm not omniscient like God, but in terms of drug testing, I am. I said, so if you have one stray molecule of Delta 9 THC in your body, it's going to persist in your fatty tissues for 45 days, and even sauna and other things won't take it out. So don't think that I'm going to give you a magic formula so you can go, you still have your tokes, and go in for a drug test. Because if you're operating, forklift or some heavy machinery, you're going to harm yourself, especially if you drink alcohol or take medical drugs, you just get too tired. So you don't want to be taking a hallucinogen, but hemp oil, you know, CBD oil, isn't hallucinogenic. It just relaxes you. You're just like, okay, I can do today. I mean, you know, my day, for example, is very high intensity. I get ready for the show. I do consults afterward. I got to do things for the family. But with this CBD oil, hemp oil, wow. As I say, a lubricant for life. Good term for it, lubricant for life, eh? It's WD-40 for living. How's that?
Yeah, and the marijuana-derived products are still illegal at the federal level.
Exactly, yeah. Back in a moment.
This product is...
You know, when we look at the body, you have to treat the body with grace, with, wisdom, and you have to also realize that just plain exercise isn't the same as, for example, the Sonic Life exercise machine that's going to exercise and pump your blood and put frequency through your body to stimulate what's called the Golgi tendon apparatus to cause muscle contraction, and at a particular part of that cycle, you're actually 3.5G, so although you're not straining the body with heavy weight or with things that could, you know, tear your ligaments or crush your bones, you're actually stimulating for a fraction of a second the genetic stimulant to build muscle, increase the strength, cell strength of your connective tissues. Same way as when you're reducing stress, you have to change the receptor pattern throughout your body, and the cannabinoid receptor is everywhere in your body, in your central nervous system. That's why one of the things I think is quite stupid is narcotics for pain when it's working at the seventh and the sixth gate for pain, when it doesn't work at the primary gate, which is in your skin, the Langerhans gate. You can actually put this oil directly over the acupoints in your skin, too, and it'll work directly through the skin, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, in other words, you can take this meter dose drop and put a few drops here and a few drops there around the painful areas, and it goes through the Langerhans gate, locks on the cannabinoid receptors, and starts to shut down your pain. That, along with something like what I have right here in my desk here, I have the MG12 products, like Megasport Bomb, and our topical pain relievers, which is our curcumin cream and pregnenolone. So the CBD oil is another topical for pain relief and skin relief of skin disorders that actually will turn off the inflammatory reaction as well, right?
Correct.
So if they contact you, and that phone number again to contact you, Jim, is what number?
It's 800-800-9119.
Just repeat that one more time, because I want to make sure I have that correct here.
800-9119.
Gee, that's it's almost like a musical number. That's really good. You're clever in the way you designed that. So I'll put that number up so people have that as well.
Okay. And that will ring into the office, or they can look online and see us at www.soniclife.com. SONICLIFE.com.
Yeah. So, Jim, one of the things that I want people to start understanding is the level of care that I provide. And I also launched last weekend, I call it Day with Dr. Bill. And it's quite expensive, but we even will take you to dinner afterward. But you get to see my entire laboratory, I call it like Dexter's Lab. You get to see all my fancy equipment and oscilloscopes. You get to see my metapathy machine, get an evaluation. I have a bioplasma I'm looking at getting and helping design with the engineers in China, the biophilia machine. I'm looking at... I have the pulse magnetic field therapy machines, mild hyperbaric oxygen, so you can even try it out and see if you like it. Everything's here. And I want people to start understanding you have to take control of your own health. You can't just leave it up to doctors. That's why even with legal things, I want people to take the how to win in court. This is the how to win in your doctor's office when you listen to this show. How to win is to say, I'm going to give you enough information. I have a lot of, say, nurses and even doctors as patients. They want to listen because they want to be empowered so they don't fall to the hands of their colleagues that will shorten their life, make their life miserable, or cause a premature termination. And I find it even more so the nurses. The nurses are really rapidly listening because they say they know that the medical system is screwed up. They know if you don't get knowledgeable, and there are good things in medicine, but you got to pick and choose, and you got to know what's good. Okay, this is like going to a foreign country. So don't eat that fruit there. If you don't detox it and take out this part of the plant off, you're going to die if you eat that. I saw something down in Jamaica like that on one of these foodie shows. Well, it's the same thing in medicine. Ultimately, you need to be in control. As I said, if you have heart disease, you want to get our nutraceuticals, you want to take our peptides for your heart and vessels, and you want to get extracorporeal counterpulsation and sonic life. You want to be on the sonic life machine at least 10 or 20 minutes a day to regenerate your circulatory capacity of your arteries. Remember, 3/4 to 2/3 of your heart flow away to your tissues is not your heart, it's your blood vessels. So if your blood vessels are producing a secondary peristaltic surge and peristaltic wave, that perfuses your tissues, and none, N-O-N-E, of the blood flow back to your heart is your heart. Heart doesn't have a giant straw to suck the blood up the inferior vena cava and superior vena cava. It's the blood vessels that pump it back to your right atrium. Interesting. And you ask people, there are health professionals that are minded, that says, nobody asked that question before, I don't have an answer. That's right, because you never asked the question, right? So when you ask the right questions, you realize, as I say, people like to play with their mental blocks. They have cognitive dissonance all through their... If you were to go into the warehouse of their mind, they've got all kinds of things that are in conflict with each other, but they somehow are okay. They're like a person that collects things. They go down to the Saturday show where they buy this piece of junk and that piece of junk, and they all stick it in their garage, right? And their mind is like their garage, full of stuff that's directly in conflict. They can never use it. It looked good when it was at the fire sale, but they stick it in their garage. Don't do that, and don't become a victim of the medical system. When I call people and they email me, and I say, look, your consults are free, and so that's why I have to review records or do a special consult and everything. I'll tell you what medical things are necessary and what aren't, what things are really good. But if you waited too long, yeah, you're going to need a bypass or you're going to die. Yeah, you wait too long, you got a heart attack, you don't get the enzymes to break up the clot in that golden hour, yeah, you're going to die. But I don't recommend radiation treatment. I don't recommend paint-by-numbers chemo. And probably 85% of drugs are used inappropriately right across the board in medicine. That's why when doctors go on strike, the mortality rate drops. And you need to take control of your health care. But most people see... And unfortunately, people become Google geniuses. You can Google and send all kinds of stuff to support whatever argument you want to take. You know? Somebody gets insomnia. They're put on a drug like Ativan or Xanax and to try to sleep. And then they're told, don't take any natural substance while you're taking this drug. You can't get off the drug unless you take a natural substance and taper off the drug. But they don't tell you that, do they?
Oh, no, they don't tell you that.
So if you're anxious and you're taking Xanax or Ativan, you better get on CBD oil, or you're never getting off the damn stuff. And if you get higher and higher dosages and you try to abruptly stop it, you won't just have a bad day, you'll have a seizure. Not funny, hey? You'll have a seizure.
No, I've known quite a few people that as they were taking the drugs and adding the drugs and adding the drugs, eventually nothing works. Eventually the drugs don't work.
Unless you go in higher and higher dosages, and then if you even reduce the dosage, you'll start having anxiety attacks or have a full-blown seizure.
Right.
Yeah. And if you use what I call a psychotic cocktail, because your doctor's psychotic, not you, they give you trazodone or some serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I call the class of drugs they call kill you jack drugs because they disinhibit you. They actually shut off your frontal lobes that would prevent you from doing really bad things like killing yourself and your family. So you have all these troops coming back with a post-traumatic stress. They're put on an anxiolytic, a benzo we call it, and a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. They don't give a shit about anything. And they're on such a dosage, they're in a constant fog. They're basically turned into a plastic human. They're no longer really here. They're just, the body isn't just pronounced dead yet. Do you know what I mean? Now, until they have a little bad day, they say, hey, dear. What, dear? I think today I'm going to kill everybody in the family. And they do.
Yeah.
People say, you can actually feed these same drugs to krill, and they'll swim to the mouth of their predator. Believe it or not. So it works on invertebrates the same as humans. It's like, duh. No, why do you think all these shooters like this guy Cruz were on these drugs? Of course they're on them. They disinhibit you. They make you turn into a wild animal that has no frontal lobe. Duh, your reptilian brain's still working, though. your kill you jack part of your brain is working.
Right.
And people are wondering, could you help this kid? Yeah. If I was a doctor, or could even advise the doctors that got him in Florida, I could have told him to do a quantitative EEG, organic acids, genetic testing, and neurotransmitter levels in his platelets, etc. I could have told you exactly why he's got an abnormal brain. But if this kid was put on CBD oil, put on natural substances to overcome his genetic tendencies, to get rid of heavy metals like manganese that might be concentrating in his brain tissue, or toxic vaccines he got when he was younger, if we knew what genetics he had, if he had a catechol methyltransferase or some other enzyme pathway SNP defect in his DNA, he's at more risk for vaccines to turn him into a monster. Duh! And of course, there's also mitochondrial enzymes that will decrease risk of violent behavior, and you can treat it nutritionally. But guess what? CBD oil is one of the things they should be giving to everybody in prison, because guaranteed these people have rage control, nuclei out of control, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. A lot of science with a soupçon of compassion, and you got a better world. How's that? As I say, most important thing is, don't agree with me, just ask better questions, please.
Right.
Thank you, Jim. We'll have you back on soon. Okay. See you there for a second. I'll get you rebooked. We're coming back tomorrow with a great show. Vince Vanelli will be back.
Trace minerals and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.